Teams everywhere are dealing with a serious problem, a productivity problem. It's no secret, and it's nothing to be ashamed of. Most tech is too complicated, there are too many time-consuming tasks, and teams aren't getting the info they need to close deals and connect with customers. Don't worry, though. HubSpot's customer platform can help. It was built to save time and make your job easier so you can get back to building your business. No more hours wasted on time-consuming tasks. No more chasing down prospect info. No more one system for this, another system for that. HubSpot can help you find leads, reach prospects, and deliver the insights you need to convert them to customers, all in one place. Plus, HubSpot AI can literally do more of your work for you so you can focus more on scaling your business. Because HubSpot knows you have some big growth goals, and they're here to make your productivity problem no problem at all. Visit HubSpot.com to learn how they can help you grow better.
Howdy, folks. It's Thursday, June 23rd. I'm Jacob Cohen. I'm sitting here with Juliet Bennett Ryla, and you are listening to a very special episode of The Hustle Daily Show. So why is it special, first of all? Juliet, any ideas?
Well, we just had the summer solstice, so you've got a lot of daylight going for you.
That's true, but it's Randy Jackson's birthday.
Is Randy Jackson the guy that was a judge on American Idol?
Yes.
Okay.
But more important than that, it is the 100th episode of The Hustle Daily Show. So today we are celebrating that by just doing another episode. But anyway, let's get down to business. Today we're going to be talking about gasoline. The price of gas. Biden yesterday calling for a tax holiday on gas. Maybe we'll even discuss the passing of gas. Who knows? But before we get to that, here are a few things you should know. Let's get crackling. Yesterday, after a two-year review, the FDA said it's preparing to reject Juul's application to keep its tobacco products on the market in the U.S. The company has been struggling since 2019 when it stopped selling fruity flavors and changed its marketing in an effort to appease regulators who grew concerned over what's become known as vaping epidemic among U.S. teens. What's next? Netflix. The company has plans to launch a cheaper ad-supported tier later this year to drive growth. And a new report from the Wall Street Journal says NBC Universal and Google are two frontrunners for a potential partnership that would see the company supply Netflix with the tech to do that. And according to the Wall Street Journal, NBC Universal would also give them teams of basically ad salespeople to help sell those ad spots. Roku is also part of the discussion. Moving along, we've got a rebrand. Rebrand alert. Uber Pool is back with a new name. The service was suspended in the early days of the pandemic for social distancing purposes, but Uber revealed the new feature under the name UberX Share. We've also got some presidential moves in the podcast space. La-di-da, the Obamas reached an audio deal with Amazon-owned Audible for their production company, Higher Ground. That's following their departure from Spotify in April. And lastly, yesterday, the man who runs America's Printer, Fed Chair Jerome Hayden J. Powell, said it's certainly a possibility that the central bank's war against inflation could lead it to raise interest rates high enough to cause a recession. And with that, Juliet, I have a question for you, inspired by some memes I saw earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know the one place in America where you can still get gas for $2?
No, where is that?
Taco Bell.
Yes, of course.
But how do you like that? Also, there's a pretty wild chart that we had in the email today that shows how at one point during the pandemic, Zoom was worth more than ExxonMobil. Today, Exxon is worth more than 10 times Zoom. So I love that chart because it really highlights what's happened with our gas situation as a country, throughout the world, really, over the last couple of years. And I want to dive into this on a really fundamental level and try to explain why, when you pass the gas station today and see a crazy price, why that is. So instead of just looking at the price and going, oh, you can go, oh, but at least you understand what's going on and all the factors that are playing into it, from drilling to refining to Biden to Russia to U.S. college students, and how they're all affecting the price that you see there. So I guess here's a brief explainer on how we got here and what is being done to fix it. So I guess the most important question, what goes into the price of gas? It is not just, you know, your local corner gas station saying, I feel like it should be $5 today and $4.95 tomorrow. The price of crude oil accounts for 60% of the price of gas that you pump into your car. And that's basically the oil that's coming out of the ground. a lot has to happen to it before it goes into your car. But the price of crude oil accounts for 60%. And Russia's war in Ukraine led to a global reduction in a lot of the supply of this oil, and it's driven prices higher. The other 40% comes from things like refining that oil, distribution, and things like taxes. So one question people always ask, can't we just produce more gas, right? It's in the ground. Let's just produce more and use it now. It's not that simple. Drilling, refining, transporting that oil requires expensive machinery and a lot of talented manpower. And companies are reluctant to increase outputs because of this, right? They're already short on staff following all these pandemic layoffs. When during the pandemic, practically all forms of transit ground to a halt and demand crashed, prices crashed, and they had to lay people off. They also stopped using a lot of machines, not just in the pandemic, but for years that the number of machines being decommissioned has gone up. And there's also a risk in producing too much and then sinking prices because of an oversupply. And it's just weird because oil companies right now are raking in record profits, but they're reluctant to reinvest those profits into drilling for more oil because of all those reasons I just mentioned, and especially given where the world is headed regarding green energy, right? They know what the world's going to be like in 10 years, and they don't want to just drop a bunch of money today to fix a short-term problem. Also, I was listening to an interesting podcast this week where someone in the industry was describing how a big problem the oil companies are facing right now is college students in America not studying the skills that are needed in this industry. And it's an interesting problem. And, you know, yesterday you may have seen something about Biden and a gas tax. So Biden called on Congress yesterday to implement a 3-month gas tax holiday. Currently, there's an 18.4 cent per gallon federal tax on regular gas, which is nice, but we'll see how that goes. And previously announced the release of 1 million barrels of oil per day from U.S. reserves. So these are great in the short term, I guess. They're temporary band-aids, though, when you think about just the long-term industry-wide problems that are going to require a lot more than band-aids. But what do you think about all this?
Well, I read an interesting headline that was that the high price of fuel is actually good because it will push people to go green, as it were. And I think maybe that might be happening. I just looked at a report that Square put out. Sales are up 15% this year for e-bikes, and scooters are up 4%. In California, they're up by 60%, the sale of e-bikes, which makes sense because I feel like whenever I see someone on an e-bike, it's like in Carlsbad or one of those coastal cities where you can just kind of have a very nice, relaxing e-ride, but like not have to push yourself up a hill. And obviously a lot of metro agencies also have e-bikes and e-scooters and of course regular bikes that you can rent for pretty cheap if you just want something to go to work and back or whatever.
Oh yeah.
And so I am interested to see if people will finally start using these other modalities.
Yeah, guess we'll just have to wait and see. And bada bing, bada boom, that's going to do it for us today, folks. As always, thanks for tuning in. And thanks for tuning in today to the 100th episode of The Hustle Daily Show. If you've been here from the beginning, thank you so much. If this is the first time you're listening, what the heck is wrong with you? JK, we're glad you're here. Reach out to us on Twitter, by the way. Let us know what stories you're interested in. We'd love to discuss them. Anyways, we're a proud part of the HubSpot Podcast Network. Our editor today is Ezra Trupiano. Our executive producer is Darren Clark. If you liked what you heard, got a lot more tech and business coverage over at thehustle.co. See you tomorrow.